talk about today. Restrictions banning most social gatherings of more than six people have come into effect following the rise in coronavirus cases. The so-called rule of six applies indoors and outdoors in England and Scotland. But Wales and Northern Ireland, larger groups of people can still meet up outside. Now, these new restrictions come in with Merseyside, which is now on the government's watch list, if you like. We heard in the news there with Julia that Liverpool's Mayor Joe Anderson is claiming online that 80 residents in every 100,000 now has COVID-19, with the R rate at nearly 1.3. Dr. Nick Beeching is Senior Lecturer in Clinical Infectious Diseases with the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Nick, good morning to you. The government have tried to make this as simple as possible, but how does the rule of six actually work?
Good morning. Yes, trying to make something like this simple is really hard, isn't it? And I think it's confusing for everybody because the rules are a bit different in Scotland and Wales and England. But basically, in England and certainly in Liverpool, more than six people shouldn't be getting together. And having walked through Concert Square on Saturday night, that was definitely not happening. I mean, there were lots of people very close to each other. And I think that's a real worry.
Yeah.
So people have got to interpret the new rules, but I think behind this all, we have to think about protecting ourselves. That's the real message that the government's trying to get across. And we now know that wearing face masks both prevents people from transmitting infection, but also makes you less likely to catch it. And I think we're tending to forget the importance of hand washing as well as part of this. And so, especially as kids are going back to school or have gone back to school, we just need to remember to wash our hands when we come in, especially if you've got small children, and wear face masks when we're close to people.
Nick, there were comments made over the weekend. I mean, this is incredibly important. Of course it is. But as you mentioned, Concert Square there, the papers are full of, you know, different venues up and down the country where people are having a so-called last big night out. And there's, you know, scores and scores of people all on top of each other, you know, just having a few drinks for the lockdown on Monday. Why didn't the government say from tonight we're going to bring in this rule of six? And it would have taken out of play that whole weekend of, you know, of partying, basically.
Well, what's done is done. And but I think people have to take responsibility for themselves as well. Human nature is what it is, and people will go out. But the danger was there on Saturday night, the same as it will be now. And I think my message would be, you know, think about yourself and your friends and family. Whatever the regulations are, the basics are still there. You just have to be sensible and take precautions. We are seeing numbers going up in Liverpool. As you know, it's now in the concern list. We're beginning to see people coming to hospital and some are sick, and people have just forgotten what it was like in March and April when everything was going off.
Do you think people will see the figures and we see the cases that are on the rise, but then we see the deaths and they're in single figures, and one death is too many, we understand that. But at the start of the pandemic, we were seeing hundreds, 900, into the thousands in some days as well. Is there a case, do you think, of people seeing that low figure and thinking, well, you know, an infection doesn't actually mean that I'm going to die?
Yes, I think there is a complacency. People think that the message has got out that young people can't get sick. And it's true, fortunately, that they're much less likely to get sick. But they can. And it's tragic seeing even children can get very sick. And of course, the numbers that we're seeing now of deaths don't reflect what will be happening in 3 weeks' time. If you have the numbers going up now, there's inevitably a lag of several weeks before people get really sick, and the death rate will inevitably go up in a couple of weeks' time.
The worry is care homes as well at the moment too. So this is preventative, really, isn't it? You know, the washing of the hands, the wearing of the face covering, and the social distance. And, you know, this is crucial in the fight against this. We've got a gorgeous day on the way. In fact, we've got a gorgeous week this week. So a mild winter, I'm sure, would help. But we just can't predict that at the moment. So this is all very much preventative.
Yes, and as the weather, I mean, fortunately, it is going to be a nice week, but as the weather gets worse and people are more indoors, obviously, that's when infections get passed around. You think of what the flu season is like when people have coughs and colds and flu and stuff in winter, and the same will apply for COVID. I think the care home thing is worrying. I mean, certainly the situation, as far as we know, is much better than it was earlier this year. But there are suggestions that there are infections in some care homes as well. Mm. And that will be watched very carefully, obviously, do our best to support people there.
The government has a problem at the moment stopping COVID, containing COVID, being in control of it the best we can, but trying to keep the economy going as well. I mean, that is a real balancing act.
Yes, politics not my strength, but every country is doing it in different sort of ways. And the background is still there that the infection is inevitably going up in almost everywhere as restrictions are relaxed, and it's achieving that balance of keeping life going, but also keeping people safe. But I think I have to come back to the sort of slogan. It's a little bit. Sounds a little bit basic, sort of hands, face and space. It really does summarise the basics that we need to remember all along with all these complicated rules of, washing your hands and protecting your face and just keeping a distance from people as much as you can.
Indeed. And it's the situation with the wearing of the face coverings as well. It doesn't always have to be a mask as long as it's a cover. Not everybody is doing this, and some people are exempt from doing this, but you do run the risk if you're not wearing a mask of somebody pulling you up and saying, actually, you should have that. I was on the train on Saturday morning. It's mandatory to wear a face covering on the train. In the carriage that I was in, probably half did, half didn't. But you run the risk of asking people, would you pull somebody up? You know, it's difficult, isn't it?
It is, and I've seen some altercations over the last few days with people picking people up for not wearing a mask. I think it's very unfortunate if you're a person that genuinely can't and has permission not to because you stand out a bit. But equally, I think I think we have to be fair on poor shopkeepers who have to pull people up and get abused, and I think that kind of behaviour is really unacceptable because we have to. If most people wear masks, it's much better than nobody wearing a mask.
Indeed. And just to finish with the Oxford trials, they were paused last week for the vaccine. And that's the whole point of a trial. If something isn't quite right, you pause it, you find out what's happening. And it's carried on again now, hasn't it? It's resumed. I mean, this is good news.
It is. I think it's very good science. You know, it's really essential that these vaccines are safe and that everybody has confidence in them when they're used. And I think this is an example of exactly what's supposed to happen. Very close trial monitoring, a hint of a problem, things are stopped, looked at very carefully. And I'm delighted that they've been able to get things going again as soon as possible. But that will have been looked at very carefully. And we all, hope that it's all going to be successful, but it's good to see it going again.
Let's hope so. Nick, thanks for your expertise this morning. There's Dr. Nick Beeching there, who's a senior lecturer in clinical infectious diseases with the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, who have been invaluable over the past few months, along with University of Liverpool, JMU, and everybody, all of the partners who've been working together just to bring us the information and to guide us, really, more than anything else. It's quarter past seven. Let's get